Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's message, Do Wrinkles Hurt? Based on Proverbs 9 and also Psalm 37, before I read the text, I have to tell you just a little story. As is my custom, I'm making calls on our elderly and our shut-in, and Beverly and I were over to see Margaret Cressy this week. What a wonderful woman of the Lord. And I mentioned the sermon title and said, Margaret, the title of the sermon is going to be, Do Wrinkles Hurt? And she said, Pastor, she's 95, by the way. She said, Pastor, they don't hurt at all. We'll talk about that today. Listen to the text, Proverbs 9 and Psalm 37. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And Psalm 37, I have been young, and now I am old. And in all my many years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him. I encourage you this morning, as we consider our theme, Do Wrinkles Hurt, to follow your sermon outline. You've got it right in front of you in the worship handout you were to pick up when you came in. I want to share with you some words of a writer I came across not too long ago from a delightful book. The writer writes these words. Last year, I sat before a funeral awning in a warm Georgia sun and watched as my dear grandmother was being buried. While the pastor spoke, I remember the last time I saw her. She held my 7-year-old daughter Annie in her lap. Annie moved her fingers around the folds of grandmother's face. And grandma said, Annie, those are my wrinkles. They mean I'm getting very old. Later at home, Annie asked me this question, Daddy, do wrinkles hurt? But it seemed to me, says the writer, what she was really asking about is this. What does it really mean to grow old? Now, there are only 3 experiences every one of us here have in common. Birth, aging, and death. It's impossible to preach a sermon to prepare a person to get birthed, to be born. There have been many sermons at funerals about death, but today our sermon is about aging, about getting older. What experiences are you having in getting older? I don't mean if you're 84 or if you're 104, maybe you're 7 years old, all of us are getting older. What experiences are you having in getting older? Well, just last week, I got my medical test results. Been waiting for them for quite a while. Doctor brought me in and said, Mr. Harold, we've got your results. I said, well, let's go. I want to hear. And he took his glasses off and looked at me and said, well, here's the official scientific diagnosis. And you know, I've been seeing a lot of this lately. You have old people's disease. I have arthritis in my left knee. And what does that mean for me? It means it's going to take a lot more effort to continue one of my life's joys, my long distance running. And the doctor said, it will never be pain-free again, but I said, bring it on. Is aging fun? Do you apologize for it? Do you brag about it? Do you try to keep it a secret? Many of us in our world today handle our aging by denying it. We tell ourselves, by golly, I am not getting older. A little more makeup? Comb the hair over the thin spots, if you can anymore. Not me. Color the gray. Suck in the tummy when you're in front of a mirror. Try to do things the same way you did them with the same results 20 years ago. And some of us live in a make-believe world in which nobody ages, or everybody ages except me. The story is told of a 50th high school reunion, and John and Bill, closest friends in high school, hadn't seen each other for 50 years since the night of their high school graduation. One said to the other, "John, you haven't changed a bit." John thought for a moment and said, "Bill, you look exactly as you did 50 years ago." Finally, one of the men's wives butted in with the truth, and she said, "Boys, it looks like what's really happened here is both of your eyesights have gotten considerably worse." And Bill said then, "What were we talking about? Why do we deny getting older? Why make believe aging isn't happening?" When you boil it all down and it gets to the bottom line, the issue seems to be this: we want to escape from or run away from the reality of death, the reality that our lives on this earth one day will end. And even if we prefer to live in Never Never Land with Peter Pan, where no one ever grows up and no one ever gets old, the truth is this. The truth of God's word is this: one clear result of living in a fallen creation with the sin that we've inherited from Adam and Eve is aging and death. God's word, though, is realistic. He tells us in Psalm 37, verse 25, "I have been young, and now I am old. But in all my many years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him." Aging is a part of life. We can't deny it. As a believer in the living God, as a Christian whose salvation is secure, we don't have to deny it or escape it. We can even celebrate it. How? Listen again to these words of Psalm 37. "I have been young, and now I am old, but in all my many years, I have never seen the Lord forsake someone who loves him." But apart from a living relationship of faith with the true God, aging and death can become nothing but a fearful end. But knowing and trusting God's love for us and our Savior, Jesus Christ, makes every day of life a gift of God, an adventure, another opportunity to wake up and experience His goodness and His faithfulness. The wonderful old English poet Robert Browning wrote a poem that puts the proper focus on aging. First, I'm going to paraphrase it for you, because the Old English is a little hard to follow. But after paraphrasing, then I will give it to you the straight bill of rights, straight bill of goods. Here's the paraphrase. "Young folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Each day is God's gift. The best is coming. As we grow older, we can grow in faith that each day is in God's hand. That death is not the end, but a doorway to eternal life in heaven." Now Browning's original poem. The poem is entitled, "Grow Old Along With Me." "Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be. The last of life, for which the first was made. Our times are in His hands, who said, 'A whole of life I planned. Youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, nor be afraid.'" The truth is, though, our modern way of life often ridicules and even devalues older people. Many modern assumptions in the world in which we live are against the Holy Scripture and are simply anti-Christian. Here's the first one. To be old is to be worthless. Some years ago, there was a Broadway musical entitled Cats. It had a famous song, and the repeated lyric was this. Memories of old days. I was beautiful then. Then? Are only the young beautiful? Are only the young worthwhile in God's sight? Well, in the late 1990s, Rutgers University from America did a thorough study of television programming, especially with an eye to how are the elderly and the older made to appear on television. Listen to some results. The study revealed this. Elderly were rarely TV game show contestants. Elderly rarely were in commercials except for life insurance or funeral preparation. Elderly, there were only a few older news broadcasters or talk show hosts. The elderly did not play a major role in any important children's programming. And less than 4% of cartoon characters were older people. When older people did appear in TV shows, here are the four categories under which they normally appeared. They were comical. They were stubborn. What? Not me. They were helpless. Or they were foolish. But what does God's word say? Again, listen to our key passage from Proverbs 9 and also a second one, a beautiful one from Psalm 71. Take your sermon outlines home this week. Spend time with these scriptures that are there before you. Listen to Proverbs 9. Henry read it earlier. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And now Psalm 71. I cherish this passage. The psalmist writes, since my youth, my God, you have taught me, and to this day I recite all your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I can declare your power to the next generation, your might to all those who are yet to come. My friends, God is not calling us to gaze at our wrinkles or try to cover them up or run away from them or deny them. He wants us to get on with every day of our life and service to Him. He wants us to continue to grow in faith and trust in Him every day of our life. He wants us to pass this knowledge and faith, where? To the next generation. To celebrate His faithfulness to us in our youth, in our older age, and unto eternity. The classic hymn we sang just before the sermon. Who remembers what hymn we sang? What was it? Rock of Ages. That classic hymn says it well. It tells us that Jesus is our Rock of Ages. We're going to look at that hymn just with that three or four phrases of it and investigate what it's really telling us. Listen to this phrase. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus is our strong, faithful rock. Upon him we can stand no matter what changes this life brings our way. Jesus, our rock, was cleft, that he was broken on Calvary's cross. Broken there, cleft there, as he paid for your sins and for mine. We can hide ourselves in Him. That is to say, we can find in Him true strength, true forgiveness, and true hope. Next phrase, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We do not depend on our life's good deeds or our life's long accomplishments to earn us eternal rewards. We only hold on to the cross of our Savior and what He did for us there. Really, I want this sung at my funeral. Nothing in my hand I bring. Nothing. Simply to thy cross. The next phrase. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, our Lord Jesus, the Rock of Ages, will be with you and me to the very end of this life and only stands ready on heaven's shores to welcome us to Him forever. Remember that little girl who traced the lines in your grandma's face? No, Annie. Wrinkles do not hurt. Wrinkles can be a visible sign of the years upon years of God's faithfulness and love to us. They can be a sign of the years of opportunity we have to teach and to model to the youth and young people, to the next generation, the faithfulness of our God who went to the cross for you and for me. Wrinkles tell us. Are you listening? Wrinkles tell us that this life is not our final home. For the Christian, getting older means getting ready for a new life, a brand new life with our Lord forever on heaven's shore. Wrinkles can remind us to hold less tightly onto the things of this world in the values and priorities of the godless all around us. Wrinkles can be a sign of wisdom. Wrinkles can be a sign of joyful surprises. I learned this some years ago at a senior's home. I've been waiting all week to tell you this wonderful story. A woman who lived in a senior's home was celebrating her 100th birthday. Wow. Now, Don, your mama just celebrated how many? Did she? 104 she got to. This lady was celebrating her 100th birthday. 100 years. I was coming to this senior's residence to visit somebody else. But while I was there, I stopped by briefly to offer this lady my congratulations. Her mind was alert and sharp. Her face, though lined with many wrinkles, was beaming with excitement due to the party, a new dress, a new corsage. She was the center of attention, and a newspaper reporter was there from the hometown to interview and ask her some questions. And her answers made everybody in attendance just laugh. Finally, the reporter said, "Excuse me, ma'am, I have one final question." She said, "Yes, young man." And he said, "Do you have any children, ma'am?" And she sat up in the chair. She winked at him and said, "Not yet, young man. Not yet." Every day, every one of us is getting older. Every day is a precious gift from God. Every day is a new opportunity to experience God's faithfulness and to share that with the generation that's to come. God grant each of us the ability and the desire to grow old gracefully in the name of Jesus, who is our mighty Rock of Ages. Amen.